dialect, you understand, get somebody, two or three people that are well-voiced in it to talk it, and then have someone to break it down and give an explanation of what each word means. Because in a generation to come, it'll be totally forgotten.
But now, to do that now, you're going to have to, you'd have to probably do it yourself.
Well, you'd have to have someone from some university or something like that knew how to do this work. You understand? Of course, he would need outside help. You would need someone to go along with him, and then maybe I'd have to explain him the words, but I'm speaking about the mechanical side of it, you know, recording it first, then breaking it down word by word, and explaining what each word would mean. Because if you put it, you can put it into writing, but it means something entirely different. You understand? The way they pronounce it would not sound the same as it was taught, you understand, to the public. I took my old aunt about a week or 10 days ago. She wanted to go back to that little place, Frisco. There's a logger back there. And he addressed her in Creole. And she knew both the French and Creole, but lack of practice of hearing it over a long time, she didn't know too well what he was saying. And I had to translate far, because I remembered, you know, plenty. But still, by not practicing, you lose some of the values, you know, the words and all over time.
Now, your full name is?
Murray G. LeBeau, Genius LeBeau.
Genius.
Yes, sir, that was my mother's family name. She was a Miss Genius. That's German.
How you spell that?
G-E-N-I-U-S.
Genius?
Yeah, you check the telephone book in Baton Rouge, you'll see there's some geniuses and they cousins. But I'm not a genius.
You're a LeBeau.
LeBeau. Now that's French-Canadian. They came here from Canada.
Yeah.
About 200 years ago, almost. They came here after the Treaty of Paris, 1763. They left Three Rivers, Canada. They worked their way up the river. It may have taken a couple of generations before they got here, you understand? They settled at St. Genevieve, Illinois country. Now that's not St. Genevieve, Missouri. It's on the opposite side of the river, you understand? But as the English influence moved in, they've crossed the river and went to St. Genevieve, Missouri, and then came and settled down here on False River. And that, the records we have of them, well, they were here about 1790s for sure, maybe before.
Your father's family?
Yeah. My father's family. Now I've done some genealogical work, and I'm adding to it. You understand? Now the Bergeron family is possibly one of the oldest families in this section. We can date them back to 1740.
It's Bergeron.
Mm-hmm. And the Gosseron family. Now Bernard Curet's mother was a Gosseron, and they may have been here before that even. So this is an old settlement, possibly older than New Orleans. It was settled even before that. Or even Natchitoches in North Louisiana.
New Roads then is the oldest settlement in the parish easily.
No, New Roads is not. You take, for instance, St. Mary's Church. That was the beginning of New Roads, you understand, when they placed the Catholic Church there.